The Arabic historian Al-Ishaqi tells this story in the reign of the Caliph Al-Ma'mun, AD 786 to 833. Men worthy of trust have recorded, but Allah alone is all-knowing and all-powerful and all-merciful and does not sleep, that there once lived in Cairo a man who possessed great wealth, but so free-handed and liberal was he that he lost all he had, save his father's house, and in time was forced to earn his living by his own hands. He worked so hard that one night sleep overcame him at the foot of a fig tree in his garden, and in a dream he was visited by a man, drenched through and through, who took a gold coin out of his mouth and said to him, "Your fortune lies in Persia, in Isfahan. Go thither and seek it." Early the next morning, the man awoke and set out on the long journey, facing the dangers of desert wastes, of ships, of pirates, of idolaters, of rivers, of wild beasts, and of men. At last he found his way to Isfahan, but within the gates of that city night overtook him, and he lay down to sleep in the courtyard of a mosque. Close by the mosque there was a house, and, by decree of Allah Almighty, a band of robbers entered the mosque and made its way thence to the adjoining house. But the owners of the house, aroused by the noise of the thieves, awoke and cried for help. The neighbours too shouted for help, until the captain of the police arrived with his officers, and the robbers fled over the rooftops. The captain ordered a search of the mosque, and finding there the man from Cairo, dealt him such a whipping with bamboo lashes that he was well nigh dead. 2 days later, he came to his senses in jail. The captain sent for him and asked, "Who are you, and where are you from?" The man said, "I am from the famed city of Cairo, and my name is Muhammad al-Maghribi." The captain asked him, "And what brought you to Isfahan?" The man chose the truth, and he said to the captain, "I was ordered by one in a dream to go to Isfahan, for my fortune awaited me there. But when I came to Isfahan, the fortune he promised me proved to be the lashing that you so generously dealt me." Hearing this, the captain laughed until he showed his wisdom teeth, and at last he said, "O man of little wit, thrice have I dreamed of a house in Cairo, in whose yard is a garden, at the lower end of which is a sundial, and beyond the sundial a fig tree, and beyond the fig tree a fountain, and beneath the fountain a great sum of money. Yet I have not paid the least heed to this lie, but you, offspring of a mule and a devil, have journeyed from place to place on the faith of a dream. Don't show your face again in Isfahan. Take these coins and leave." The man took the money and set out upon his homeward march. Beneath the fountain in his garden, which was the one in the captain's dream, he dug up a great treasure, and thus Allah brought abundant blessing upon him and rewarded him and exalted him. Allah is the Beneficent, the Unseen.